This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An unvaccinated school-aged child in Texas has died of measles in the first death of an outbreak in West Texas that has infected more than 150 people. The Texas Department of State Health Services said the child was hospitalized in the northwestern city of Lubbock, Texas last week and tested positive for measles. So far, 154 cases of measles have been confirmed in the Texas outbreak. Almost all of the cases are in unvaccinated individuals or individuals whose vaccination status is unknown. 18 people have been hospitalized so far. Children and teenagers between the ages of 5 and 17 made up the majority of the cases at 62, with 39 cases among children aged 4 and under. The outbreak began in Gaines County, which has become the epicenter, with 80 cases confirmed among residents. The outbreak has since spread to several counties in the region and has spread into New Mexico, where 9 cases have been confirmed in Lee County, which borders Texas. Of those 9 cases, 4 are among children. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist, said, "This death underscores the real danger of measles. It's a severe disease that can take lives despite being preventable with vaccination. Every new case is a reminder of why vaccination is critical. Tragically, with an outbreak of this scale, a fatal case was not unexpected, especially among those unvaccinated. Given how contagious measles is, we anticipate more cases in the coming weeks." Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a vaccine denier, downplayed the Texas measles outbreak. Kennedy claimed the reason the children were hospitalized was for quarantine, but Dr. Johnson said that children are not hospitalized for quarantine, but for treatment. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases known to humans. Just one infected patient can spread measles up to 9 out of 10 susceptible close contacts. Health officials have been urging anyone who is not vaccinated to receive the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. The CDC currently recommends people receive 2 vaccine doses, the first at age 12 to 15 months old, and the second between 4 and 6 years old. One dose is 93% effective. 2 doses are 97% effective against the disease. Most vaccinated adults do not need a booster. Measles was declared eliminated from the U.S. in 2000 due to the highly effective vaccination program, but vaccination rates have been lagging in recent years. After the U.S. officially eliminated the measles in 2000, the last time a child died was more than 20 years ago. A 13-year-old boy with a chronic immune disorder who had recently undergone a bone marrow transplant. The boy was particularly susceptible to infection with a compromised immune system and had been the first death from measles in years. Gallatin High School Principal Erica Schnee has been selected as the recipient of the 2025 Montana Association of Secondary School Principals Principal of the Year Award at the annual Montana Principals Conference. Principal Erica Schnee said, "I went through K-12 in the Bozeman School District, so I started that journey when I was 4 years old in kindergarten," Schnee said. Gallatin High School opened its doors during the pandemic in the fall of 2020. Schnee says, "Starting a school from the ground up was no easy feat. Because of the transition to 2 high schools from this community, I cared a lot about how it went for the whole community. I wanted it to be a positive transition, ultimately leading me to apply for the principal job," Schnee said. "I was named the Montana Principal of the Year, which is an enormous honor. I take that honor very seriously, and it inspires me to continue to work very hard and do a good job to make sure that I represent our school and our state well at all those different levels." Gallatin High School Principal Erica Schnee, 2025 Montana Secondary School Principal of the Year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.